these nationally that will help us lessen that dependence. And I think that is a driver of adoption of Linux and open source overseas. And I think it's important for the U.S. economy that we understand that and that we react to it by, in fact, becoming a supplier of Linux and open source technologies to those countries. And with Linux and open source, they will then have the ability, should they need to migrate elsewhere because of the capabilities of open source, but we as a country still have the opportunity to generate business and grow our economy as a major software supplier. So it's something I think we have to think about as a country.
Let's talk about we interviewed the cultural minister of Brazil, Gilberto Gil, who's an international pop music star in his own right. And he kind of has rock star status in Brazil. He's cool. You're going to like this when you see the film. But he was talking about the horizontalizing effect software libre
Right, right.
will have on. So if you could sort of talk about how you think that open source software will affect geopolitical economic relationships in broad terms.
Well, I think one of the things that open source software is going to do is enable countries all over the world to have access to software at a much lower cost. And that is going to build overall the market for technology. So I think this just goes back to the notion that lowering the cost of a technology makes it available to a wider base of users and as a result grows the market. I think that the result of open source will be an upgrading of the technology infrastructure across many parts of the world that have very poor economies today, but have very poor technology infrastructures. Low cost of hardware, low cost of base of software will enable that. Now, the companies and countries that have the ability to sell into that increased market and that growing base of software can benefit. So I see this as a big opportunity. If you suddenly put Linux and other open source software on now, think billions of PCs worldwide, because the adoption cost for that becomes very low. Now you have an opportunity to provide some additional layers on top of that. So it creates a business opportunity. It makes, I think, those companies better economic and business partners worldwide. And it continues to create opportunities for us to grow with trading partners. It broadens the range of trading partners we can have as a country. So I think it overall just, sort of raises the potential for raising the standard of living for everyone.
You and I had talked before about Raymond Lane's presentation at Open Source OSBC 2004 about taking the U.S. software industry and open source may destroy value. I subsequently spoke to some of his partners and he said, "No, that's not exactly how we meant it," but. If you could address this whole thing, I mean, some people are nervous about, oh, well, if it's free, is it gonna decrease the software industry? Is it gonna cause a recession?
Right, right.
Recession, da da da.
Right. Yeah, I think there's some people that are out there who've said that by taking software and lowering the cost of software, lowering a big part of the software industry infrastructure cost to zero, that suddenly the industry is smaller. There are fewer people with jobs, there's more people unemployed there, and we've destroyed a portion of the economy. I think that open source results in exactly the opposite. I think that by making software infrastructure available at a lower cost to more people, you grow the market. And that's traditionally always been the case. If you take a product that's usable by millions and millions of people, but only available to a few thousand because of the cost, and you lower the cost, you make it to available.